You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Carissima, she is a vampire bold. Her first name is Tilly Titwillow. Oh, I can't get near her to tell her of my love. She's built all around like a pillow.
Are you boys related?
Her husband has no friends except Pagan Hank. His breath has a dialect Scotchy. One night Tilly had the insomnia bad. Oh, she asked me to sing Pagliacci. I sang to please her this wild nut. So big and fat, he sure was fat. But looking at her sideways, she had the thrill of. Then her husband came into the house. He was nursing a growing sow, and he kicked me in the midst of my soul.
Hey, Mr. Prince, after being kicked in a solo, why a flute obbligato?
You're a vampire, Tilly Titwillow. You vamped with me right from the start. Your husband kicked me, that's the reason I feel the curse of an aching heart. He kicked me where I've never been kicked before. It's all your fault, Tilly Titwillow. The spot I refer to can only feel good when I let it rest on a pillow. I can hear his fiendish laughter. He kicks me right on my hereafter. Oh, I stood for my meal 6 months
after. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yes, it's Radiola, and this week I guess we will have to call this What's in a Name, though that won't be applied universally to this show. It just sort of fits most of what we're doing, and it's a little hanger on which to hang most of this music. Al Jolson in 1917, Tilly Titwillow, no further comment necessary. He refers to Charles Prince in there. You know, says he's probably playing the flute at that point, in addition to leading the Columbia Orchestra. So it was nice when they acknowledged. Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm with Narcissus. And nobody's got that name these days, or at least they might be narcissistic, but they don't have that name. 1940. One of the pieces by Ethelbert Nevin, and anyone who gets a name like Ethelbert's going to get beat up, definitely. They don't do that to kids anymore, at least not in my neighborhood. And Willard Robeson with the Pana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and that is my real name, and I'm living with it. And I don't mind it. I could have been called something else, but I was called that, and I prefer it to whatever I might have been. So this is lucky. We'll discuss that later, or maybe we won't. Radiola is available to those who are on my mailing list. And for those who are want to go and look up the playlist, it's on Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And we're going to discuss some, play a few, and there are some people with interesting names, and I'm not going to be, this isn't in a mocking sense, although I was delighted to figure some things out, so, but we're going to start out mild here. The Kensington Serenaders, actually Ben Selvin and his orchestra. Ben is singing here, I Call You Sugar, 1927, well, it could call Biko. I suppose there are worse things one could be called.
Mm-hmm. reason to. Your lips are honey, I know that's true. A bunch of sweetness, the whole world knows. A lump of sugar in pretty clothes. They can't make candy as sweet as you. For you're pure sugar, clear through and through. Why, you're the sweetness that poets seek. I call you sugar, the sweetest sweet. Thank you.
Meyer Davis's Lee Paradis Band. I guess that's pronunciation issues. W.S. Tupman directing, Billy Murray singing By and By, 1925. Early electric. That's very early, I think. Might even been March of 25, which is vastly early for Victor Electric. And I found, researching this selection, that there were two musicians on it that I felt were, it floored me that I have a recording that has both Yelverton Cowherd and Durward Bowersox on it. And they're both in there. Durward is playing the fiddle, and Yelverton Cowherd is playing the tuba. Yes, so they're in there, and I'm so glad. And I may have more Yelverton Cowherd for you next week. I found that he's on a number of things. Yes, very popular musician, even leading the Meyer Davis group on occasion. The Nightclub Orchestra, Harry Reeser, Frank Munn, Moonbeams and You, and I Had to Play a Waltz, 1927. And the Kensington Serenaders, I Call You Sugar. And it isn't in a bad way, 1927. It's not corn syrup, no, it's real sugar. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I know my topic here. It's yes, what's in a name, indeed? What is in it? Sometimes not much. Sometimes there's plenty. Vernon Dalhart in 1926 on Domino, and this was a very popular tribute song of the era. There's a new star in heaven tonight, Rudolph Valentino, and I guess he had a star named after him or something. I used to do that then too.
Stars may come and stars may go up there in that starry space, but when one falls, God always calls a star to take its place. There's a new star in heaven tonight that will never fade from our sight. There's a new star at home in that far starry dome, shining down on his loved ones tonight. There's a voice singing, "Lead, kindly light," with a smile that has made the world bright. Valentino, goodbye. But way up in the sky, there's a new star in heaven light. There's a new star in heaven tonight that will never fade from our sight. There's a new star at home in that far starry dome, shining down on his loved ones tonight. There's a voice singing, "Lead, kindly light," with a smile that has made the world bright. Valentino. no goodbye. But way up in the sky, there's a new star in heaven tonight.
Well, who are you hiding all these years, dear? You little cutie, say you're a beauty. You make all sadness disappear, dear, when you speak of me, and when you say you love me. I don't believe it, but say it again. Say it again. Say it again. You're like an angel of love, sent down from heaven above to love me. You say I'm charming, you cuddle up near, then whisper sweet nothings right in my ear. I don't believe anything that you say, but say it again. You flatter me with words endearing, you say I'm charming, I'm so alarming. It's true your compliments are cheering, I'm wild about them, but just the same, I doubt them. I don't believe it, but say it again. Say it again. Say it again. When you say, dear, I love you, I wonder if it is true, you faker. You say I'm charming, can't do without me, can't be without me, can't live without me. I don't believe anything that you say, but say it again. I don't believe it, but say it again, come on. Say it again, once more, honey, say it again. You're like an angel of love, sent down from heaven above to love me. You say I'm charming, and you cuddle up near, then whisper sweet nothings right in my ear. I don't believe anything that you say, but say it again.
I had a dream the other night. I saw two famous men.
Where did they meet? Upon the street?
Yes, they shook hands and then they started talking in a friendly way.
Well, won't you tell me what they had to say?
Yes. Who is the grandest, greatest man this country ever knew?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Hoover.
No, it's you, Mr. Smith. Excepting George Washington, he was a good man, too.
He's not running, Mr. Hoover.
Well, what a break, Mr. Smith. Are you dry?
I can't remember.
No.
But I'll know in November.
Well, anyhow, you'll get one vote because I'll vote for you.
Oh, be yourself, Mr. Hoover.
Keep the change, Mr. Smith. I've heard politicians say that you have got technique.
What's technique, Mr. Hoover?
It's a bunk, Mr. Smith. Why don't you bring your family to visit me next week?
Great idea, Mr. Hoover.
Well, bring your lunch, Mr. Smith. Do you trust in your supporters?
I did once, but now I use garter.
You know, I'm feeling kind of hoarse today. Why, I can hardly speak.
Try some oil, Mr. Hoover.
No, I'm cured, Mr. Smith.
Well, that was some dream.
Wasn't it, though?
Oh.
This dream was such a funny sight, it certainly was queer.
Well, tell me, did they crack a smile?
No, they were both sincere. I listened and I didn't miss a word.
Well, let's hear some more of what you overheard.
How will you treat the farmers if they put you in the chair?
Once a week, Mr. Hoover.
Applesauce, Mr. Smith. I think you like the Capitol. They give you lots of air.
Hot or cold, Mr. Hoover?
Oh, just hot air, Mr. Smith. Oh, I hear you're from the east side.
No, you're wrong, old top. It's the west side.
What will you give the people who have done more than their share?
Vacuum cleaners, Mr. Hoover.
Why not cough drops, Mr. Smith? Let us harmonize a bit and exercise our throat.
Follow your lady, Mr. Hoover.
Follow me, oh, Mr. Smith. Now that's the way to do it, shows we really know our oath.
You sing bass, Mr. Hoover.
Very bass, Mr. Smith. Now we might sing Annie Laurie.
Yes, we might, but we might be sorry.
We'd better quit this singing if we want to get more votes.
You're a genius, Mr. Hoover.
You're another, Mr. Smith.
Reservoir, Mr. Hoover.
Skip the gutter, Mr. Smith.
Billy Jones and Ernest Hare in 1928 on Banner. Mr. Hoover and Mr. Smith. Oh, you know, the civility. That's what's missing. It's all been downhill since then. You got people throwing chairs at each other, and then even in the same, you know, the same party. It's crazy. That's God help me if I ever vote again, by the way. That's my own. And I'll get letters on that, too. But there's no hope for it, and I just have to say that. Jack Smith, I don't, in the same vein, I don't believe it, but say it again, 1926. Oh, yes, it's that kind of a year, isn't it? And I'm not talking about the Olympics, although I think we're playing something from the Olympics or the Olympic Dance Orchestra coming up. That's what we got. I don't believe it. Nope. I like hearing it, so keep at it. Vernon Dalhart, 1926 also. There is a new star in heaven tonight, Rudolph Valentino. And, yes, he's up there and singing. Probably a song he never sang in his life, but there he is. At least it's not El Relicario. If you've ever heard that record, you wish he wouldn't sing. This is Radiola, and most people wish I wouldn't sing, and I try to accommodate that request. Andy Senior, the silver larynxed vocalist here. This being Radiola, we're going to continue with the Collegians, and this is interesting because this is probably the first recording. Speaking of interesting names, although that doesn't compare in any way to Yelverton Cowherd, but Spiegel Wilcox, whom I met in 1988 at a concert he was playing, but this is his first recording from 1923, That Redhead Gal, and she's a looker too, believe me.
Thank you.
The Olympic Dance Orchestra, that's what it says on the label on this gray gull, but it's actually the original Indiana Five, Someone Waits for Me. That's the first take. Rust says it's take B, but this is take A, so and it sounds just like the one that's on the Jazz Oracle CD, Volume 3 of the original Indiana Five, but this is my own copy of Gray Gull from 1926. And yes, that's a good band. That was a surprise finding that one. And one never knows. When you see dance orchestra, you never know what you're going to get on a record. Sometimes it's something very interesting. Henry Santry and his Cameo Record Orchestra. He also made Vitaphone shorts, which I've seen a couple of. And the interesting thing about this recording from 1923 is that is the first appearance on record by pianist Fulton McGrath, who was then about 15. You're in Kentucky as sure as you're born. I don't think he's playing a solo on there, but you know, you could probably hear him. You can pick him out in there somewhere. But he's 15-year-old, yeah. Very famous, became very popular. The Collegians, featuring the trombone of Spiegel Wilcox, that redhead gal, 1923. And this is Radiola. And what is in a name? You know, one of the standard dumb jokes that people say, that you know, they always say, that, gee, if your father's name was Andy, you would be Andy Senior Jr. And I've only heard that about 30 times this week. But, no, he wouldn't have done that. If he had named me after himself, I would actually be Frank Senior III, which I wouldn't want to be anyway. But I have my own name, and I could have been called Giles. I could have, God knows what I would have been called at school if I'd had that name. So it was bad enough being me, but at least I can live with myself, and that's more than some people can do. But yes, it's my real name, and I will. It's on a birth certificate, and somewhere in my inaccessible office. This is Radiola, and I am who I say I am. Here is Billy Murray in 1914, and this is there's a slight political incorrectness to this recording, however. In 1914, nobody knew what that even meant. So, and it's also a wonderful tune, and I love it. It'll go through your head endlessly, and it is going through my head right now. And sort of a Chinese New Year sort of thing, sort of a ragtime thing. Ragtime Temple Bells. So here's Billy Murray.
A great big Yankee man of war was a great big Yankee blackjack tar. On the coast of China one fine day cut his sticks and ran away. Got a job the very first day ashore in a heathen temple as janitor. His boss was a jaws, his shipmate tells, who sent him to ring the temple bells. And every time he rang the chime, he'd shudder and he'd wince. So he turned the bells in ragtime. They've been that way ever since. Boom, boom, bingity, bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung when the day is done. Nothing could be sweeter than the syncopated meter of those sweet bells. Boom, boom, bingity, bing when the day is fair. Boom, boom, bungity, bung, all the town is there. Every chinko just as zippy as a coon from Mississippi. All ring them bells, don't you hear them chiming? Lovey-dovey rhyming. jingle, jangling, tango, tangling, tangling, tangling. Boom, boom, bingity, bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung when the day is done. Ragtime, ragtime, ragtime temple bell. When a Chinese boy in old Pekin goes to purify himself from sin, he walks along with step demure, very good boy to be sure. When the bells ring out that he's a knave, just can't make his feet behave. His sandals grow so queer and hot, they start him to do the turkey trot. So every Sunday school parade along the Pekin Way looks something like a picture of a New York cabaret. Boom, boom, bingity, bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung when the day is done. Nothing could be sweeter than the syncopated meter of those sweet bells. Boom, boom, bingity, bing when the day is fair. Boom, boom, bungity, bung, all the town is there. Every chinko just as dippy as a coon from Mississippi. Oh, ring them bells, don't you hear them chiming? Lovey-dovey rhyming. Jingle, jangling, tango, tangling, tangling, tangling. Boom, boom, bingity-bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity-bung when the day is done. Ragtime, ragtime, ragtime temple bell.
The way I feel today, I never felt what more. I learned to smile and say, I never smiled before. I went and bought a new hat, new shoes and a dress. I got a brand new sweetheart, some papa. My papa, he's a new kind of man with a new kind of love for me. Got a new kind of talk and a new kind of walk, oh gee. Got a brand new way to coo, and he's a sweet somebody too. He never said good evening, he only said what's new. He's got a new kind of kiss full of bit, put it so how. Got a new kind of hug like a buggy in a rug and wow. Just a brand new kind of pal, made me a brand new gal. He's just a new kind of man with a new kind of love for me.
beat, and some footsteps on a street. It's a precious little thing called love. Why am I content alone when I know someone will phone? It's a precious little thing called love. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon cruise. Friends I know who will throw some rice and old shoes. One thing makes me say, heaven just across the way. It's a precious little thing called love.
Lou Gold and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, A Precious Little Thing Called Love. And if you called it anything else, it's, you know, it's up to you. 1928. Yes, and several lines are going through my head right now, none of which I will repeat. Aileen Stanley, and I told myself I'd pronounce it correctly this week. A New Kind of Man, she's recording that with the International Novelty Orchestra in 1924 on Victor. And also on Victor, 10 years before that, her frequent recording partner, Billy Murray, with Ragtime Temple Bells, 1914. And if that tune doesn't stick in your head for about 6 weeks, then you must be without a pulse. This is Radiola, and I have a pulse. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm pulsing right along here. I received recently in the mail a brand new recording by Vince Giordano and others, featuring music from the HBO series Boardwalk Empire, Volume 1. It's from the first series, and it is some marvelous stuff, and I am playing it, and I hope those who are in charge of such things and their web bots don't knock me down for this. But I want to promote this. I want people to go out and buy this. It's on Elektra, and you will be linked to all that stuff, and I hope you do buy it. Kathy Breyer is singing here with the Nighthawks. After you get what you want, you don't want it. How about that?
You get what you want.